Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg and Emma Lafleni 22 grade.
Got a hat trick of crashes. First one, Bedford View, N12 R24 West, crash before Galoolies. And then crash on N12 West before Galoolies. And a crash on the N1 South after the ramp from Olifantsfontein Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die konstitusionele hof is 'n kragtige simbool van Suid-Afrika se verbintenis tot geregtigheid, gelykheid en transformasie. Hy het 'n toespraak gelewer tydens die hof se 30ste herdenking in Braamfontein, Johannesburg. Ramaphosa sê die hof is 'n hoeksteen van demokrasie.
There is a disconnect between the promise of our constitution and the lived realities of South Africans. The advancement of socio-economic rights is not as far as we wish it to be, particularly with respect to the rights of our people in relation to housing and the basic services that should sustain their lives.
Die saak teen 'n paartjie wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hulle kinderpornografie vervaardig en verkoop het, is uitgestel vir verdere ondersoek. Darren Wilkin en Tiana Moodley is in Januarie in hegtenis geneem na die ontdekking van meer as 10 miljoen video's en beelde wat die seksuele misbruik van minderjariges uitbeeld. Die paartjie is in Februarie borgtog geweier. Die saak hervat op die 16de September. Die Gautengse ALR vir onderwys, my Tommy Chilwane, het skoolleerders aangemoedig om uit te praat teen bullying. Chilwane het vandag die Leseri Sekondêre Skool in Tshwane besoek. Dit volg na 'n voorval en 'n leerder wat aangeval is. Twee medeleerders is intussen in hegtenis geneem.
We are going to protect learners. Bullying is not going to be tolerated. The minute you bully and you are suspected of bullying, we are going to suspend you from the school. We are going to remove you. We are going to hand over you to your parents.
En Houten het weerrede op huis toegesak na die ontdekking van byna 90 onwettige immigrante wat hierdie week onder haaglike omstandighede gewoon het. Die Johannesburgse gemeenskapsveiligheids Mqini Chwaku het vanoggend 'n inspeksie wat vermoedelik 'n gekaapte huis gelei. Volgens hom is die huis geregistreer onder 'n maatskappy.
That is a modus operandi of the hijackers. There's houses like this and the properties and houses and flat. If it's hijacked, it's normally on a company or on an NGO or on an NPO. So we believe that this house has been hijacked. We are waiting for those people to come and account in terms of what is happening here.
En die uitvoerende hoof van die Johannesburgse padagentskap Zweli Nyati sê daar is baie paaie in die stad wat heeltemal herbou moet word. Dit is weens jare se verwaarlosing en beperkte onderhoudsbegrotings.
Some of these things were meant to last just for 25 years and be rebuilt from scratch again, and we never did that. Maintenance is very key. So when you don't have enough maintenance budget, you only have a budget to roll out infrastructure, it catches up with you in the long run.
Hy sê die agentskap is tans besig om die vorige infrastruktuurbeplanning en begrotingsmislukkings reg te stel. Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa has acknowledged that the promises enshrined in the country's constitution are drifting further from the daily realities of many citizens.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda.